Hello, Texans fans. It seems like every year you hear about a widespread practice throughout the NFL that has been going on for far too long. I'm talking about rookie hazing. And when it comes to speaking out against rookie hazing, the Houston Texans grab the bull by the horns, because we don't play that game.
Being a part of the Houston Texans organization means not only doing your part on the field, but also being a great teammate and stand-up gentleman off the field, in the locker room, and in the community. To take part in such immature, unseemly, and disrespectful behavior like hazing is downright wrong, and that will not be tolerated in the Houston Texans organization.
And joining me now, Sean Cody, not only nose guard, but executive producer of On the Nose, talent and all things related to that show. You have a lot of fun with that show, I know, especially the rookie hazing one. How did that whole thing come about? Was this all your idea?
I have to give a lot of credit to our producers, Nick Scherfield and Drew Doherty. We do a collaborative effort, a brainstorming, if you will, on what goes into the show. And we had this idea of doing a little fun with the rookies, and it was a good time for the whole team.
Yeah, do you remember getting hazed as a rookie?
No, there's no such thing as hazing in the NFL. I don't know what you're talking about, Patty.
Okay, not so much hazing. Little picking on the rookies.
Having fun with
the rookies.
That's what we prefer, yes. Having fun. There's some things that, you know, you go through, but it's just part of it's the cycle of life of the NFL.
What was the most fun anyone had with you when you were a rookie?
We had a guy who used to put, like, dye in our shoes, and that would dye your feet, so it would be a funny color when you put on your shoes. You didn't know, of course, the powder was in there. You put your shoe on, and then you take your feet out. Blue feet, so there are some things like that, but for the most part, it's all in fun.
Yeah, now somebody put some orange in your feet, I'm afraid.
Yeah, nice orange shoes.
All right, let's talk a little bit about this season. Of course, you missed the last three games, the injury in Buffalo. A little bit of different opinions as to what people thought your injury was. We heard punctured lung, we heard riblets. I mean, what was the actual injury, and then kind of where are you now?
I cracked a rib, a couple ribs here, and the lung collapsed a little bit. It was not a big ordeal as it was made out to be, so it was very minor. So it's, you know, it took a little bit to heal, a little longer than I wanted to. I wanted, you know, of course, play against the Lions and my old team. So, but didn't get a chance to do that. But, you know, looking forward to this week and playing a tough Titans team.
What are your thoughts when you watch these last couple of games that you missed? I mean, what this team had to go through. Obviously, you should be nice and rested up
for
poor guys from what they had to go through. But, you know, watching what the team did and what they were able to overcome in those couple
games. Yeah, I mean, it says a lot about our perseverance. And, you know, those games are roller coasters. You know, they could have gone either way. And the way especially the last two, the way they just hung in there and battled all the way to the end, you know, and found a way to win. I think that's really a testament to a good team and what kind of team we have, and you can battle and win those kind of games.
And specifically on the defense, it's been kind of a next man up thing. Has it been kind of a cool thing to watch these young guys step up when some of the vets have gone out?
Well, I think that really comes down to Coach Kubiak and what he preaches to the team is, you know, whoever's in there, you got to hold up your end of the end of the job, and the other players will help you out. And so it's not just the guy who's filling it for the guy. It's, you know, everyone around. You got to, you know, pick up their game a little bit to help that guy out.
All right, looking ahead this weekend, heading up to Nashville, just your thoughts on this offense and what you guys are facing.
Well, obviously they have a dynamic, you know, running back and Chris Johnson, who can, you know, spring a play out of nothing, really. So our goal as defensive linemen is to always contain the run game, and he's, you know, a talented back, so we got to get after him. And then with a quarterback like Locker, who can run and as well as pass, you know, we got to keep him in the pocket and don't let him scramble around too much.
What has this season been like for you? You guys are sitting here at 10-1. You know, clearly, you know, there's a lot of work to be done. But are you enjoying the ride? Are you able to kind of step back and enjoy it?
No, it's. I think, you know, with our team and the characters we have, even at, you know, Coach Phillips is a character too. So, you know, when you have that kind of characters and, you know, we're winning, you know, and you're on the winning end of games, you know, the mood around the building is great. You know, the mood around the city is great. So you can kind of use that energy to kind of keep it going and keep it rolling. So that's what we're trying to do here, and finish out strong in the season, and then make a good march in the playoffs.
Are you and Connor having some hair wars here? It looks like you're kind of
talking
style, but you've got some highlights work to do.
I win the hair wars, trust me. A lot of people think that Connor and Varwood invented this high hairdo, but no. This is one Sean Cody. You could check the film a couple years back. This is my do, and I got highlights
you
too.
Got the highlights.
He doesn't have highlights, and I have a mustache, and I have lots of things going on, so it's... He can't compete.
Well, and are you working a twist, a little dread work in there?
No,
or is that just natural?
This is natural. This, I got that good hair.
You got the good hair?
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck to you this weekend, and thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Patty.
All right, we have to take a time out here on Texans Huddle, but don't go away. Plenty more when we roll on. Stay with us.